Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. My name is Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I sure hope you're doing well today.
Thank you. Doing very well.
Great. Well, boy, it's springtime and some great stuff to talk about, and let's just jump right in with both feet today. Fescue lawn care. Good time to talk about that, isn't it?
It's a great time.
Well, springtime is, officially here now, and we're beginning to see the buds swell. We're seeing those daffodils and all that good stuff. Is it really too early to work in our lawns? Are we getting spring fever and we just need to be out there, or is it the good time?
Oh, believe it or not, now is a great time of year for homeowners to consider some of the spring maintenance for their cold season fescue lawns, which is most of the lawns that we have here. And the snowy weather may have, some wondering if they need to initiate the overseeding or fertilizing or other outdoor chores that they have for their lawn. But the winter snows and temperatures have actually delayed the lawn fertilization for fescue lawns, at least for about 2 weeks. So I would say from now till probably the 1st of April is a good time to fertilize our fescue lawns for the best results that we can.
Okay, so homeowners do need to fertilize now if they're going to do it, right?
Yes, they need to do this to maintain, a fertilized schedule if they have that. And if they don't have a fertilized schedule for their lawn, then they might want to consider creating one or calling us here at the Extension office just to see what they can do to create one for their own lawns. But a good time is in the spring. That is the greatest effect on the growth and development of the lawns that we have.
So it is a good idea then to sort of have a set time when you do the lawn maintenance, including the fertilizing. It's good to do it at a specific time of year each year.
It is. And now is the first time of the year that's really the best time.
Okay. How much fertilizer recommended on a lawn, Joanna?
Well, our turf specialists at NC State recommend 1 pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet for fescue and fescue lawn blends, because we have a lot of blends in our county and surrounding counties. Special blended lawn fertilizers with slow release are available pre-measured, usually in 5,000 or 10,000 square foot bags, which are designed to eliminate the guesswork out of the proper fertilization that they need to be doing. Grade fertilizers without the slow release can be used anyway, the end results are often, though, excessive growth during the spring becoming, in most cases, a nightmare to maintain.
Means a lot of mowing. I've done that before.
A lot of mowing.
Soil sampling, is that a good thing to do?
Oh, it is the best method that you can use to determine what your soil fertility is like. Most of our soils here lean more toward the acidic side. However, knowing when to lime, how much to lime, and that kind of thing cannot really be determined unless you do have a soil analysis. Unfortunately, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to have a sample back from the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, but it's well worth it. I know that 4 to 6 weeks now is probably a little bit too late, but if you go ahead and get that, you'll know how to maintain for the rest of the year. Lots of people tend to over-fertilize in the spring, and with this test, then they'll know what the maximum that they can put out to get their maximum growth potential. Until the end of March, samples are $4. They have started charging $4 during their busy times of the year, which is the end of October. It's around November 1st until the end of March. And then from April until the end of October, it's actually free.
Okay.
So some people may want to hold off until April 1 to do a soil sample anyway.
Should homeowners put lime out now?
Well, it depends. The only real way to know if you need lime or not is to actually have that soil test. So without that analysis, you're just kind of gambling, which is also maybe possibly putting out a product in the environment that it doesn't need, and also spending money and time that you may or may not have. But like I said before, that typically our soils lean more on the acidic side. But lime, if you want to lime every year, though, it could turn into a nutritional problem. And so a good rule of thumb is just to lime every 3 years.
Okay. And as you say, it's wise to have that soil sample. Otherwise, you could be wasting your money and time or even harming the lawn, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, do we have our guest, by the way, is Joanna Radford. She's Extension Agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. And we're talking about, it's springtime, so we're talking about lawn work and fertilizing and all sorts of fun stuff. Do we have any specific problems in the lawn this time of year, Joanna?
Well, you know, Danny, we have had a lot of calls here into the office about poor grass stands.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's difficult to determine why the area is, you know, thinning out. Why they have failed to establish like you think they should. In some cases, it may be that the lawns have just too much shade, so it will thin quickly,
right,
especially during the summertime when there's a lot of heat. Lawns that lack proper fertility also thin out pretty easy during the heat of the summer. They just can't establish the root system that they need, so a lot of times when that happens, they have improper levels of phosphorus in the plant. Typically, it's a problem for new construction where grading has occurred,
yes,
or in like housing developments located on eroded croplands and things like that. Those actually that are considering a total lawn makeover should wait probably till fall, if at all possible. Cold season fescue lawns are more easily established in the fall. However, there may be some, you know, situations that they come across that they just cannot wait. And if they cannot wait, then they can, you know, go ahead and seed, but knowing that in the fall you get the best germination as possible. Sometimes it's a little difficult if you wait until the summer to go ahead and try to seed because of the heat.
And you got to really work on watering and that sort of thing then too, right?
Got to have a lot of water.
What if a homeowner wants to overseed? Should they do it now or should they do that in the fall as well?
This same time period is also an opportune time to overseed fescue. Fescue germinates well in the spring as well. However, new lawns may struggle during those hot months. Lawn seed in late fall or early winter may be germinating and somewhat weak. So survivability of the seedlings depends on, you know, the correct seedbed preparation. You got to get good seed and soil contact. Mm-hmm. Those with weak or thin lawns should prepare by, you know, just go ahead and adequately tilling bare or weak lawns and incorporating fertilizers and lime before they seed. And then they, you know, want to make sure that it's clean, no trash on top of it. And they can put wheat straw mulch over the seeded areas, and that will help to keep the seeds where they are in
right.
place and to help ensure that germination. If they are using, you know, any kind of mulch, straw mulch, make sure that that is hopefully free of weeds or as much so as possible.
Right.
Because you don't want to add, you know, to the germination, weed germination.
You get there. You'll get a crop of something you don't really want. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, we hear a lot about aerating lawns. Just tell us, as a novice, what does that mean specifically, Joanna?
Basically, it's just coring in the ground that allows fertilizer and seed to penetrate the soil without actually plowing it. With bare soil, we see weeds quickly move in and the lawn becomes kind of a hodgepodge of everything but the fescue. Yeah.
Now, I see a lot of homeowners who do aerate their lawns. When, I almost hesitate to ask, when should this be done as well?
Well, core aeration in the spring is generally not recommended,
uh-huh.
but when lawns are excessively thin or bare, there's nothing really that they can lose by coring at that time.
Okay.
Seeds, along with the fertilizer falling onto the aerator holes, germinate more quickly and have a better chance of survival than the seeds that just lay there on the top of the bare clay soil that we have. But typically, we recommend core aeration to be done in the fall.
I am starting to see a pattern here that most of the work in advance, if you want a great lawn, needs to take place in the fall, and then you're just sort of preparing yourself here in the spring, right?
That's right, and it's a little opposite of what you think, because a lot of folks, you know, weather starts turning really pretty, mm-hmm. and they're wanting to work out in their lawns, but a lot of that should have already been done.
Yeah, Joanne, I know also there's several weeds that we have to deal with every year. You touched on it briefly there. When, as a homeowner, should I start to try and control or at least manage those weeds?
Well, if you have some of the winter weeds, such as like chickweed, henbit, wild garlic, those are very, very common in our lawns here. Now is a good time to try to control those. They, you know, try to compete pretty strongly with established and new emerging fescue seedlings, so control is pretty wise to be doing that now. You can use some pre-mixed weed killers designed for the garden. Hoses work extremely well All right. to continue with the control of the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of homeowners prefer the types of applicators that require no mixing. It's just easier to do.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So, but if you're going to do that, if you try to control your weeds and also put some new seedlings down and sow some new grass, you need to wait several weeks, you know, before you apply those weed killers, because a lot of times they will affect the germination rate.
Okay, so if you've just seeded or something, you're going to have to live with weeds for a while before you really do anything mm-hmm. for them. Okay.
That's right. And another problem we have that a lot of folks call in about is crabgrass.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of problems with that. And it's very difficult once you've already got that established. The best way to control it is before it actually emerges. So if you know you had it last year, then go ahead and try to put down a pre-emergent this year. And right now is a really good time for that. once you put that down, a lot, depending on the product that you're going to use, you may have to come back in 30 to 60 days and put something down again, just because the effectiveness, you know, doesn't last that long.
It can get sort of overwhelming to try and figure out what fertilizer, what herbicide, what, you know, because, and knowing when, and then how much, and of course, that, all that comes back to knowing your soil content, because that has a lot to do with the type of fertilizer you put on your lawn, doesn't it?
It does, and if anybody ever has any questions, they can always call us here, and we'll be glad to talk with them and see if we can figure out what's the best for their particular situation.
Because those numbers on the fertilizer bag mean something, percentage-wise, don't they?
They do. Usually the first three numbers, if you for an example, because a lot of homeowners use it, 10, 10, 10.
Right.
And that's a 10 with a dash and a 10 with a dash. Mm-hmm. 10, that's 10% nitrogen, 10% phosphorus, and 10% potassium.
Right.
So that means 10% of whatever you're putting out is that specific nutrient.
And I guess that's a pretty generic one that homeowners use. But with that soil test, they could certainly be more specific. You might need more of something, less of something else.
That is right. That is right.
And they can call your office, right, Joanna?
They can. They can call us. We're open 8:15 to 5, 5 days a week. Our number is 401-8025.
And the soil test, you said, will start to be free again starting in April 1st, correct?
That is right.
And I guess they just need to stop by your office and get a soil test kit, which is a pretty simple thing.
We have kits that are available here that they can pick up, or we can send to them, no problem. And they can do their own soil test and send that to the North Carolina Department of Agriculture to have that analyzed.
Joanna, I was kind of hoping that maybe I could just call you guys and you could sort of come out and take care of my lawn for me this year. How's that sound?
Keep dreaming, Danny.
Hello. I think I detected a moment of silence there.
You caught me off guard there.
Joanna Radford, Extension Agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you so much for your info today. And always, I appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you again really soon. And I hope you have a great spring and a great week.
Thank you too, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.